This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, Cardinal fans, and welcome to a Tuesday morning edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast, coming to you from the patio studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinals baseball. Pre-game, post-game, doesn't matter. Patios is the place to partio. Maybe that's a good name for a place, Partios, but no, it is Patios, and I'm telling you, so many people have used patios as a place to meet before and after games, and if you haven't done so, I would encourage you to do so. It's still, to me, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal fans everywhere. I want to thank my good friend Randy Green for his continued support of our show. That's InnovatedCompanies.com. Residential, commercial, industrial, Randy Green's the name you should know and trust. His InnovatedCompanies.com team includes construction, heating and cooling, and electric work. It's a name you can know and trust, folks. 35 years experience, second-generation craftsman, and a man that believes that his word is still as good as a handshake. So that's my man, Randy Green, InnovatedCompanies.com. Well, I'm not going to mess around here and get too crazy, as I think I need to bring in a voice of reason. You know, things haven't been going real well for our Cardinals lately. I kind of feel a little bit like I did at the beginning of the season when I didn't feel like they played all that well at the very beginning. But then I looked and, like, they were 500. And I thought, you know what? Even though they're not playing well, they're 500. And you know, we can come back from 500 if we can make some changes and turn some things around. So that's kind of where I feel like we're at now. Yeah, not cool that the Brewers and the Cubs are in front of us. But the reality of it is we are in striking distance. But some things are going to have to change. So let's bring in everybody's favorite on the M4byYachty.com hotline, Benji Molina. What's going on, pal?
What's going on, Jimbo? And congratulations first. We got to say it. Congratulations to the high school, to the Tigers in high school when they win in their third state, bro.
Yeah.
You know how hard it is to win that thing, and you experience it right now. And they went on and they beat on every single team to win their third state title, bro. So my congratulations to them. I knew they had it in them. It's just putting it together, right?
Yeah, it was a I don't mind telling you that it was it was an amazing experience. My older son, his team, a couple of years ago, when Logan was a freshman, my older son was on the team, and they made it to the state title game and actually lost. So to feel that end of it and then to feel on the other side of it just a couple of years later is an amazing feeling. I can't even describe in words. It was an awesome thing, but I know off air we were talking, but just as you did that other team, you know, you went and met with these guys and had some words of encouragement for them. And you know, the other guys still talk about to this day when you went and talked to them and the things that you said to them that changed their life and how they looked at things. And it was amazing at our banquet last night to celebrate the state title, the kids talking about you and the things that you said to them. And Coach Funkhauser actually alluded to some of the things that you had said in his speech, because – this team was so talented that it had multiple kids on it that at any other school would have started. And on this team, they couldn't even get on the field sometimes. And that's a selfless thing when, you know, you don't pout and you don't cry and you don't whine and you don't complain. So to be a great teammate, to be a, you know, 25 guys all working together for one goal is a true testament to the whole thing. And guys like you that talk about it, it's an amazing thing. So yes, I'm a proud dad for sure today. I'm a fan, of course, and you know, and then we appreciate you, of course. But maybe, you know what I'm thinking, you know what it made me think about, to be honest with you? Maybe you need to go in the Cardinal locker room and give a speech. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe that's what we need to do.
I don't mind doing that. I mean, I don't mind. I really don't mind it for sure to do that. And if they asked me, I would, you know me, but they have probably more issues than just me talking, right? I mean, this comes from the top. I think they need to look at their team and they need to look at if they want to win or they just want to compete and hopefully get 3 million fans in the stands and compete, and that's it. It depends on the top from now on, I think. I really do believe it, because I told you many times, I said the best lineup includes Martinez, Cafe Martinez, Jose Martinez, and Munoz in it. And at times, Jericho, right? I said it a million times. But they still run the same lineup out there. They must know something, Jimbo, that we don't know, right? Because if they keep doing this, it's because they really want to have this lineup work out. They're just giving them time to work, I guess. I don't know what else to say, because it's not changing the team. It's just the ones that are producing are in the bench. And, I mean, not all of them. Of course, we can't do that. But a lot of them, a couple of them are in the bench and that could help you. So they saw it yesterday. They saw it on that game. We'll see what they do after now.
Yeah, it's been a, you know, as you look across the board at the team and the way there's been the ups and downs, you know, I still see potential in this team. I do. I mean, we have good players that, you know, I'm not sure, you know, what to expect anymore. And I mean this, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but I look across this and I look at a Matt Carpenter and I sit here and I go, man, I know what he's capable of. But I also sit here and I see him hitting .222. And that really high on-base percentage that he's supposed to have really isn't there. I mean, .331's not awful, but we've always lived with a, you know, you live with a low batting average when a guy has a really high on-base percentage. And we're not
one. But wait. Let's give defense the real deal. He's not getting paid $1 million.
True.
So let's not feel sorry for a guy. Okay? Let's not feel sorry for a guy. I didn't want anybody to feel sorry for me. I was getting paid $4 million. And that's, you know, that's what I made, 4 or 5. I didn't want nobody to feel sorry for me. I'm gonna go and work out. I'm gonna go and do it. Like I always said it. I'm gonna go and do it. But I'm not gonna sit here and feel sorry for, and this is not only Matt Carpenter. I'm talking about anybody. Anybody that gets paid, when you pay a guy $10 million, $15 million, $20 million, you want results. You don't want just anything. Oh yeah, he's gonna be fine. Oh yeah, he's gonna do it. Oh yeah, he'll be fine. He'll put it together. What the heck is that? Put it together. What do you mean by put it together? He's getting paid to do it. You know, I'm probably being, this is just me though, right? This is just how I felt when they gave me, look at my first contract, $4 million for 4 years. And everybody got on me. Oh, why you take that? Yeah, you cheap and yeah, blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, you know, this is me. $4 million for years. I'll take it. And if pressure built up to me to do my job, and thankfully, Jimbo, I did it. I was one of those that did it. You know, I didn't have any trouble. I didn't have any issues with not making, you know, not doing the job or whatever. I'll tell you what, Jimbo, if you pay somebody that kind of money, that's what it means. You have to do your job. You don't have a time. You don't have time to, okay, he has time to recover. He has time to do this. He has time to do that. No, that's why you don't have to feel sorry. Nobody in baseball. And if you ask him, he'll tell you, no, I don't want people to feel sorry for me. I need to do my job, you know? So this is the thing that people need to understand. This is players getting paid a lot of money, Jimbo, a lot of money. So they need to do it. They need to do what they're supposed to do, their job, and we're not seeing it so much, you know? That's the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm at the point now where I don't even, like, as a fan, just to be honest with you, I don't care how much they make. I don't care what their name is. I don't care even if they're my favorite player or not my favorite player. I just want to see a better team on the field more consistently because I love the Cardinals. You know, and I've said it before and I'll say it again. There are certain guys that I really like. There are certain guys that I'm not that fond of, but it doesn't matter. As long as they wear my jersey, and when I say my, I mean the Cardinal jersey. That's the one that I'm a fan of. I just want them to do well. And there seems to have been decisions made that I may or may not have agreed with. It really doesn't even matter if I agree with them or not. But some of these things, and I hate to say this, but as a fan, are really getting old. And I love the Cardinals, and I don't ever want to be that guy that, like, feels like I'm bailing. But certain things, like, how long do you ride with certain things before eventually you say, this is crazy? And I'm just seeing too much of that, to be honest with you. And that's my discontent as a fan.
I'm sure they're seeing it, too. They're not the only one. They have eyes, and I bet you anything, Jimbo. Just as you are saying that, they're seeing it. They're not. Believe me, they know. They know what's up. They're not. Seriously, they know what's going on. They just need to figure it out on how to get it done. Because right now, for some reason, ain't working. So they need to figure it out what to do. They need to figure it out, okay, what do we need to do to get this team going? Like I said, it's not releasing, it's not firing anybody or anything like that. Don't get it all twisted up. It's not firing anybody. It's having guys to perform, having guys that are going to perform, that are doing the job out there, especially on a season base. Like you have Carpenter struggling, or you have Yadi struggling, or you have Bridges struggling. Who is there to help us out on a week basis, or who is there to change this whole thing to so we can have better games or things like that? That's what I mean, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what I want to talk to you about today is where we are and how we fix it, because I truly believe that the St. Louis Cardinals are in a little bit of that rock and between a rock and a hard place, and that's what I want to ask you about, and I'm going to do so after I remind everybody to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. It's where you can subscribe to the show. It's free. Please do so, as it helps us track how many people are subscribed. So it means a lot to us when you do that. You can find us on social media as well. Oh, before I do that, though, I do want to remind everybody, one of the other great things about our site, twobirdsonabat.com, is you can check out some of the great writing going on by some of our people on there, Two Birds Bloggers. Just click on that banner, Two Birds Bloggers, and you guys can read some of their unbelievable work. It's great stuff, and we appreciate them and their consistency and the great things that they write. It means a lot to us. So, again, that's Two Birds Bloggers. Happy to have them be a part of it. Check us out on social media, at Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter. If you're a Cardinal fan and follow us, we're going to follow you back. Hit us up on Facebook as well. Type in Two Birds on a Bat. Make sure you like our page. Click Invite Your Friends. When you see the pin post, make sure you like it, comment on it, and most importantly, share it, as that's a way for us to reach more people as well. Two Birds on a Bat Show on Instagram. Please follow us there. And, of course, as part of lineupmediagroup.fm, home of the newest streaming platform, Yo Radio. Download it for free on your mobile device today. Special thanks, as always, goes out to our partners at Start With Adam Smokehouse, the great barbecue in St. Louis. I'm fairly confident that when my friend Benji hits town next week, that we'll be rocking and rolling over there one day for lunch. It's located on Watson Road. It's open till 7 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. They do box lunch orders for the bigger orders like office settings and things like that. They also do catering, which is second to none. And I tell you, folks, great barbecue in St. Louis. I love to see how they all kind of come together for things. It's kind of a labor of love for all of them over there. But we are partial. And I do believe it in my heart. It's the best barbecue in St. Louis. That's Adam's Smokehouse. St. Louis, here's your cue. To my friends at Gators Baseball Academy, proud to be associated with you guys and everything you've got going. As the select season for most of these kids out here playing baseball is in full swing, the information about tryouts for next year is already coming out. You guys can learn more about Gators Baseball Academy by going to GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. They have the location in Missouri, but now expanding in Illinois, so you can learn more about that there as well. Of course, the Gators Baseball Academy for the prep as well. Their four-pillar system is awesome. They really take serious the people that they put in front of your kids. And if you want something like that, check them out. That's GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. To my friend, Dr. Kristen Jacobs, DrKristenJacobs.com. I thank her for coming on and talking about the rivalry within her own home between Cards and Cubs. She does always want to remind everybody that it should be Skin Cancer Awareness Day every day. But her Ooh La La Wellness Anti-Aging Spa and Wellness Spa does so much for so many. You guys can learn more about that simply by checking out DrKristenJacobs.com. Can't say enough about all of our partners and all of the things that they do for us here on the show. It means so much to us. All right, my friend. I believe that the Cardinals find themselves sometimes in a little bit of a rock and a hard place. The 3 million fans is a great testament to the fan base. Have we created a situation that allows the ownership group to be a little complacent by having all these fans? Benji, I lose you, my man. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, I got you now. Go ahead.
Okay. No, I really hear what you're saying, Jimbo. I just don't think that this group is something like that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if this group feels that way. I think they really, really want to win, Jimbo. It's just that they have to feel, I don't know, man. I don't think they're complacent with the 2 or 3 million fans. I think they really want to win. They just have to find the right pieces to do it, man. It's really hard to watch same things over and over. And that's just me, right? I mean, I'm just telling you from the heart, like, it's really hard to watch the same thing going on and on and on, and we don't do anything about it. That's what, for me, is the hardest part.
Well, is some of it the fact that how do I want to put this? So when I say complacency, okay, so I don't want to believe that either. I want to believe that in the end, everybody from the owner all the way down to the person cleaning out the garbage at the stadium wants to win. We also know that winning, and if it is about money, I do want to say this for people. I want everybody to remember this. If it is about just making money, okay, if it's just about making money, never forget this. Winning makes you more money. It does. It makes you more money. Ask the St. Louis Blues right now how nice their pocketbook looks right now. Okay, it looks really good. I promise you. So winning makes them more money. So that changes that argument a little bit to me. I use the complacency thing because sometimes there's a risk-reward factor that's a part of this that makes me question the decisions that get made. So when you hear the word risk used a lot, it's almost like, well, and this is where I'm going with this. Well, we could step out on a limb and sign this guy or this guy, but we feel like the risk isn't worth the reward because, you know, you could spend all this money and then you could still not win and then you would be out. Whereas a guy like me says, I want my team to be aggressive and take chances and then live with the results because I want to feel like they're invested like I am. Is that wrong for me as a fan to feel that way?
No, I know. But remember, Jimbo, it's a lot easier for a fan to say, go pay $40 million because they're not paying it. We are not paying it. That's why we feel that way. That's why we feel like, okay, why don't they go and pay $40 million to this guy? They have the money. Well, there's a reason why they have the money. It's because they keep the money, right? So I think it's a really easy thing for us to say. I think it's really hard for a Cardinal business side of it. the Cardinal business side, it's really, really tough to say, let's go spend $40 million or $300 million on a player if they already have a loaded budget or something like that. So, and remember, we want this for this year. They're looking out for years to come, right? That, because we're looking out for this year. We want to win this year. Oh, we can spend $40 million. They're looking out for their money so they can have a freaking Cardinal team for years. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, I do say this. I also believe that another way to go at this is the old, and I know this word is getting thrown around like it's, you know, tanking. You know, maybe we should make just some wholesale changes, do some things and just live. I don't know that, number one, I've always said this. I don't think this fan base could handle that, number one. And number two, if that's a real option for them, they certainly haven't set themselves up contractually to do so. Because if you were going to tank, you don't have guys, you don't sign guys like Paul Goldschmidt. You don't sign guys like Matt Carpenter to extensions. You don't do these things, right? And then how do you look Yachty in the eye and say, I know you've got a couple years left, but we're going to go ahead and tank so that we can build up our farm system. They can't even contemplate that idea. So they got to go the other way. They got to go the other way and add some players, I think. Yeah, they can't do that.
They would never do that. I don't think that's an option in St. Louis. I think St. Louis is way too proud to do something like that. I really don't believe that they're going to even consider tanking. They're going to go and they're going to go and try to do their best to freaking win the worst year. The problem here is not what they're doing. Why are they going into the office? The problem here is the guys on the field. You know what I'm saying? The guys on the field in this matter are struggling. A few of them are struggling. They're not doing their best. They're not having their best years, and it's reflecting on the team. That's what we're leaving here. I mean, we're not the. Come on, man. The ownership went out and got Goldsmith. The ownership went out and got Fowler. The ownership went out and gave Wong the contract of a lifetime earlier. They went out and paid Carpenter. They went out and got relievers like Miller. I mean, come on, man. What the hell else you want? They went out and traded for Osuna, who's our best guy right now, and nobody wanted him in the team, and he's our best guy. And what the heck else do we want as a fan? Get the heck out of here. If you're not happy with that, come on. Go to Tampa Bay, Marlins, and be a fan over there. But, dude, the problem here with the Cardinals is the underachieving, of course. I mean, the players are not having their best years, and it's reflecting on the record. That's it. That's all it is. We need to – remember last time I told you, I said, we need to do it. We need to do things. We don't have to be thinking, okay, how great would it be if Carpenter hit 500? Or how great would it be if Goldschmidt hit 30 homers? Or how great it would be that Yachty hits 25 home runs and gets the RBI. No, we can think that, but here the reality is we have to freaking do it for us to win, and that's it. And we're having trouble doing it this year, and that's what's reflection on the record, man.
Yeah, it is amazing to me that it in years past we've looked at this thing and we've been able to identify. Like, okay, I think this is a real problem. But this thing this year has kind of been all over. Like, maybe, you know, like one day you look at it and go, we can't hit. And then one day you look at it and go, man, our starting pitching's not getting good done. And then one day you look at it and go, man, our bullpen. I mean, we've just been, the word to use really is across the board, we've been pretty inconsistent, wouldn't you say?
Well, what did you just say right now? All the things that you just mentioned right now, what did you just say? We're not doing it. You see what I'm saying? You just mentioned all those things right now. And that what that comes down to is that we are not doing it as a team. we're not doing it. That's why we're battling it and battling it. That's just how it is. We have to find ways to do things, to do it. That's it.
The two guys that signed, what's funny is we could have a conversation about Keuchel and Kimbrel, and I could have made an argument that either one of them would have been good for the St. Louis Cardinals. Are you surprised that, I mean, we were linked to Keuchel, whatever. I mean, I don't even care about that kind of stuff anymore, linked to whoever. I mean, does it surprise you that we really didn't go hard after either one of the, and maybe we did. I mean, maybe I'm being ignorant. Maybe John Mozeliak would say, you have no idea. We went really hard at Keuchel, but I find that hard to believe. But are you really surprised that with our needs being really twofold there, that we didn't? Or do you think, nah, that's just not something they're going to do anymore?
You know what? I'm not surprised they didn't do it. You know, more than not, they don't do stuff, right? I mean, if you really think about it, if you want to talk the truth, I mean, most of the times they don't do it, right? So I'm not surprised not doing it. I'm thinking, I said it once and I'm going to say it again. I really do believe, Jimbo, they are loving their team. They love what they have, and they believe in their team. They believe this team is a championship team. When you go out and you don't do things, Jimbo, it could be two things. It could be your money-wise, your budget, or whatever you want to call it. Or it could be that the ownership wants to believe that this is a team. That's it, you know? So they are going to be probably thinking, this is my team. I think we can win it with these guys. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and again, I always say that I think a lot of those people know more than us, but I don't know, man. Sometimes some things just seem obviously a little rough to me, if that's the word we want to use.
If you want to win the championship, to be honest with you, if we want to win the championship this year, we're going to have to make some changes. Very simple.
That's how I feel. I mean, and I don't say that to be mean.
No, there's nothing mean about it. It's just that what it is. I mean, if we had guys performing to their capability, of course, we're not even having this conversation, right? Because they are performing. They're doing their job. They're doing the thing. And I bet you if they were doing their thing, we wouldn't be in this situation right now. You see what I'm saying? So, since we have guys that are not performing well right now, of course we're having trouble. That's all it is.
Well, I guess I look at it possibly, to be honest with you, like right now, and I say to myself, if I could do one thing, what would it be? The problem is like I think this is where I was going earlier too, and I'm going to come back full circle to it. My problem is right now is I don't know that, and this is what saddens me, is it felt like this a while back too. I'm not sure that just one little change is going to make a difference. I in my opinion, it is time to make a couple of real changes. And
Jimbo, what we're saying right now. If you're gonna make changes, the bullpen is gonna be fine. So the bullpen, we fixed it from last year, right? I mean, that's what we thought. And they're pitching well. Some guys are pitching well. So let's not talk so much. The scoring runs and stuff needs to change, right? So for me, Jose Martinez has to be in the lineup every day. For me, as the Benji Molina opinion, Munoz has to be in the lineup every day. Now, Jericho, obviously, was one of my picks to be playing almost every day, but he got hurt. So, you want more offense, you have the offense, it's just in the bench. It's just sitting on the bench. Jose Martinez is not going to hit whenever the heck you want him to. It's not going to be off the bench. Okay, he's the best pinch hitter. It's hard to do. Okay, you're playing today, buddy. Okay, you sit down three games. Okay, you're playing today, buddy. No, that doesn't work that way. Given the freaking bat, man, every day. He got 80-plus RBI. He got 17 or 20 home runs. He hit 300 for God. And last year, he was your best hitter. And I consider him the best hitter because he was hitting all year, not 3 months. And you have him in the freaking bench. In the bench. That's all I'm saying. There's guys out there that need to be playing for us to have more success. And more winning, more scoring, and no more of that. And they're in the bench. That's just how it is.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, it just has had that feel for me that every time you think maybe a guy's finding some consistency, that it kind of goes away. And, I mean, I know we were quick to anoint a couple of guys at the beginning of the season. You know, this is who they are. And again, I'm not singling them out, but, I mean, for the sake of the argument, I mean, I think everybody felt like, oh, okay, this is Dexter Fowler. This is Colton Wong. Mike Matheny's gone. This is who they are. It's just not that easy. It's not.
Jimbo,
it wasn't that easy.
Jimbo, let me say something real quick before I forget. We have guys hitting 222. That's one. 232, two. 231, three. 224, four. And we got Fowler hitting, I don't know what he's hitting, but he's not here. So five guys hitting 230 or less. Now, how in the world are we sitting here thinking that we're going to win games? You tell me. You tell me how. And if you're a fan, tell me. Tell me how we here talking freaking winning games when we have five freaking guys hitting 230 or less. Now, you tell me how we're supposed to win games. And I'm not saying to
I don't have an answer for you.
I'm not saying to hit 300 or 330. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about 230 or less. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to say to the fans. It's like it's not necessarily the office. Don't blame the freaking office. I mean, obviously they did their job trying to bring these guys in. And the bullpen guys that you wanted, and the Goldsmith that you wanted, and the Ozuna that you wanted it bad, and then they're doing it. But we have five guys that are not having their best years. It's just bottom line. And then don't expect to freaking win if you have guys doing this way. That's just not happening.
I don't know.
You don't believe me, Jimbo, Go to the other winning teams. Go to the first place, second place teams and look at their lineup and see what they're doing. And then you come back to us.
Well, so again, okay. So if Yarrel Munoz is going to play every day and Jose Martinez is going to play every day, who hits the bench? I know it's a tar.
We have a, this is what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know if it's going to happen, of course. But if those guys are playing, we have a better chance of winning. That's all I'm saying. Isn't it that what you're looking for? A better chance to win?
Yeah.
That's what I thought we were looking for. A better chance to win today. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I agree.
That's what I think they should put the better lineup that it give you the best chance to win.
Well, again, I know it's not easy. I get it. I mean, I know sometimes we as fans think some things are easy. You know, we want decisions made sometimes without regard to the repercussions of those decisions. And sometimes when the people that have been through this try to explain to us why these decisions aren't as easy as we think they are, we want to just say, screw that. I don't care. You know, a manager has a tough job. He has to manage a clubhouse, not just put out a lineup, and there's repercussions for the things that they do. And I get all that, but sooner or later, I say this, it'd be different if we hadn't been going through this now for multiple years in a row. This is starting to become a trend.
Yeah, but Jimbo, when they're committed, this is the way we have to see it, right? When they're committed to some guys, when you pay some guys, this is where we're going to, where we started the conversation. When you pay a guy, you're committed to that guy. You're not paying him not to perform. You're not paying him for the guy to struggle, right? You're paying the freaking guy to do their job, right? That's what the ownership is doing. But we're not having those guys doing their job, right? That's our biggest deal, Jimbo, that people think, oh, but we'll give him a couple years. Okay, we'll give back your money for this year, and then we'll pay you when you're ready or something like that. But when you're committed, Jimbo, to those guys, like the Cardinals did, the Cardinals are committed to a few guys, and they're not performing, it's not the offense that has trouble. It's not the offense. It's the guys that are not performing, and that's what we're seeing in the records.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, it seems, you know.
Who sits for you? What lineup do you think makes it better for you in your head?
I'm going to go back to what I've said all along. I play Jose Martinez, and I play Jaro Munoz, and Dexter Fowler sits, and so does Colton Wong. I'm sorry. That's
so
just how I see
Carpenter
it.
So you keep Carpenter in the lineup, even though it's not making any difference?
Unlike you, I'm not a big Jericho fan. I mean, I'm not. No. Okay. So, are you saying
I'm a Jericho fan? I'm a fan.
I'm not a fan. Are you saying that maybe?
Well, that's what we have, though.
I know, but I don't know. I guess of all the guys, the guy with the most potential among those three to do damage is Carpenter if he gets hot. So that's why I'm going with the lesser of the three evils there.
Well,
I mean,
we have the if he gets hot for what? How long now?
Oh, I know, but that's the way it is for all three of them, in my opinion. So therefore, if I'm going to have to keep one of them in the lineup, I'm going to go with the guy that when he is on is the better of the three. And if they're all three doing what they do, he's the best of those three. That's why I'm going through that. Now, that being said,
yeah, but he's not doing.
Well, I know, but none of them are. That's my point. So I'm going to.
No, but the other guys that you mentioned, they could do it right now for you. You just got to give them time like you did to the other guy.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
Because if you're going to play Jairo Munoz, you're going to give him the time to play. And then 2 days later, after he goes 0-for-8, you're going to sit him down. That's not fair.
No, I wouldn't do that. I would make a change. Now, that's just me. And, you know, people are going to say, you've never liked Colton Wong. And I'm going to say, well, that's not true.
We love Colton Wong.
That, I want Colton Wong to be what I want him to be, you know,
yeah,
just like everybody. Everybody thinks Colton Wong's this 280 hitter with 8 to 10 home run power and plays gold glove defense. Well, let me tell you what Colton Wong is. Colton Wong is a guy that's going to hit 8 home runs. He is a guy that's going to play gold glove defense. But unfortunately, I think he's also a guy that has just as much potential to hit 200 as he does 240.
Yeah. Well, look at the numbers. I told you before. Look at the numbers in 7 years, what they are. And you're going to come back to me and think again. Not you. I'm saying in general,
yeah.
Right?
And here's the thing. I'm looking at his numbers now, and this is a guy that I think for almost a month was hitting about 380.
Well, why do we think that the team looked so good, Jimbo, in the first month?
Well, it looked good the first month because you were getting a lot of production out of a couple of guys that, you know, I mean, let's face it.
Bader. Bader and Wong were hitting. And then you have Fowler was up in the 300s. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's doing it. What makes this team better? You know?
Sure.
And then Goldsmith hitting those home runs early in the season. That's fine. And then Ozuna staying hot, hitting the ball hard everywhere. You see what I'm saying? That's how we have a good team. That's how we have a good team. Producing, doing it. It's a good team. But when we have, when we don't have a production, you're going to see these, what we're living through right now. You're going to see the ups and downs. And right now, it's ups and downs in St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? Well, but it's because we have to have guys that produce. It's very simple.
Well, we will see what happens, because I'm fairly convinced that this has a feel to me like there's going to be some sort of change. I don't know what it is. I mean, it's not going to be the manager. It's not going to be the GM. There's got to be something. Got to be something.
It has to be so hard for the manager, because the manager already saw what it could be, right?
For sure.
The manager already saw, damn, I see what it could be in April. This is awesome. We could have this. But now all of a sudden everything stops. And now he doesn't know what to do because we are not having production. It's just very simple, man. I'm telling you. Well, you know why the Angels are losing? Because they have production from their team, they're hitting. But why are they losing, Jimbo? Because their pitching is not producing. You know? So that you have to have producers. You have to guys to do it so they can become, the team can become good and better every single time. But when you have guys that are not producing to their capabilities, you find yourself stuck. That's just very simple.
Well, we're going to find out. Like I said, I'm pretty, I haven't given up hope. I'm excited for the future. I think some things, there's potential there to fix some things, but in the end, we're going to have to make a couple of changes.
You don't give hope. You don't give up hope, Jimbo. You just wait for these guys to perform. That's it. That's all you can do. I mean, there's no way you got to think about right now, okay, this guy has to do this. No, we have to produce. We want to win. We have to do it. There's no other thing. There's no other thing that we have to do this. And that's it.
Well, I'm up for some change. Something's got to change because this isn't good enough. And, you know, I've wondered aloud for a while now of when the fans will get restless. Well, let me tell you, this is a situation that sure sounds to me like they're not going to have the Blues in the news like they do much longer. And while there's a certain faction of fans that are restless, it's about to get real hairy for them around here in a couple of weeks. Cause win, lose, or draw, they're going to be the focal point back on this town here shortly. And this fan base, I don't know if they can handle another year like this.
Oh yeah. They better perform. Cause that's how you win games, performing and doing your thing, man. I always said it. You're not going to win games if you don't perform, Jimbo. And that's just bottom line. You perform and you do things, you're going to win some games. But you don't perform and you're underachieving on your year, it's going to be really hard.
Well, we shall see, another week, and we will roll on by. I'm excited. I'll be down at the ballpark next week. I know you're coming in town Monday. The Cardinals are going to honor the Edwardsville High School baseball team next Monday night before the game for their state championship, so we'll all be down there, and I know we're hoping to run into you. So should be good times, but hopefully between now and then we get some Cardinal wins and can come home on a hot streak. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Please don't forget our sponsors, Adam Smokehouse, the best barbecue in St. Louis, located on Watson Road in St. Louis. Don't forget St. Louis. Here's your cue. Our friend Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com, residential, commercial, industrial, he's got you covered. It's the name you know and trust when it comes to construction, heating and cooling, and electric work. That's InnovativeCompanies.com. As always, meet your friends at Patio's, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinals baseball and St. Louis Cardinals baseball fans everywhere. Pre or post game doesn't matter. It's the meeting place if you want to have a great time and associated with Cardinals baseball. That's Patio's, folks. To our friends at Gators Baseball Academy, make sure you check out GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. Tryouts are around the corner. Get yourself registered. DrKristenJacobs.com, as she wants to remind you and everyone always, take care of your skin. You know, it's always Skin Cancer Awareness Month in her mind, and they do so many wonderful things, and that's her Ooh La La Anti-Aging Wellness Center. Great stuff. She's a tremendous person and a big Cardinal fan, and we love her for everything she does for our show. You know, I've said it once, I'll say it again. I love the people that we are fortunate enough to be associated with here. We couldn't ask for better partners across the board. I look at some of these people and the fact that they're Cardinal fans just like the rest of us, and it means so much to me. TwoBirdsOnABat.com is where you can find us. Subscribe to the show. Listen to the Two Birds or read the Two Birds bloggers on our banner there, of course. Find us on social media at Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter. If you're a Cardinal fan and follow us, we're going to follow you back. Hit us up on Facebook as well. Two Birds on a Bat. Like our page. Click invite your friends. Make sure you like, comment, and share our pinned posts. Don't forget Instagram, Two Birds on a Bat Show there as well. LineupMediaGroup.fm, thank you for your continued support. Don't forget to download Yo Radio, the newest streaming platform that's available for free on your mobile device. I want to thank all of our partners on social media. Mick Light, Art City Media, thank you for your support. Looking forward to working with my friend Ron and his Cards on Deck crew as we move forward here shortly. Chris Lawless and everything he does over at Cardinals 24/7 never goes unnoticed. Linda and Vicky with I Am a Cardinals Fan, Yes I Am, and of course our favorite Cardinals fans of Yadier Molina. Great stuff. STL Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals crew, Cardinals Freak, all the great Facebook pages out there, folks. There's plenty of them. I see too much bad mouthing going on in there, though. You be a fan all you want, but no reason to just pick fights and start trouble with people. Just be a fan, have a good time, stay for peace, and do it respectfully. For all of us here at Two Birds on a Bat, let's go Birds!
Let's go Birds!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.